In this episode, we are talking about promoting your podcast launch and some marketing activities you can do not only around the launch of your show, but also when you are promoting each and every episode. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Welcome back to episode 27 of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. It is great to be back in your ears again for another episode, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Lyndall Harris, and this podcast is brought to you by Podcast VA. Before we get into the show, I'd love to tell you about my Facebook group. I know a lot of you are already in there. It's called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, and it's a great group for new and seasoned podcasters to be a part of the Australian community and just to join the conversation. So if you're interested in meeting other podcasters, particularly here in Australia, then jump in to the Australian Podcasters Collaborative, and we would love to see you in there. So on to today's topic. Now, I really wanted to do an episode about promoting your podcast launch because obviously it's a question I get asked a lot. And I also have seen quite a few questions in the Facebook group. And so it's something that I wanted to cover. So you've done all the work of getting your podcast ready. You've got your artwork. You've set up your hosting account. You've edited your episodes. You're ready to launch. And the next phase of that launch process is marketing your show so that people know that it has launched. Now, some of the things we're going to talk about today will also be useful advice on marketing activities that you could then take forward and use in your marketing of each and every episode. But I'm going to concentrate this one on the launch itself because there are some tricks and techniques to launching it and getting into the chart. So it's a little bit sort of, angled towards that process. But certainly when I talk about some of the activities, they are certainly things that you can use on an ongoing basis. Now, some podcasters do pre-launch marketing, setting out teasers and letting their audience know that the podcast is coming, which is a fantastic idea. I do encourage you to do that. But be mindful that if you haven't uploaded a trailer and you've uploaded your first episode or your first three episodes or however many you're launching with, they will be available from the time the various platforms approve your show. So you may get the odd follower who will go and listen to the show prior to your official launch date. And whilst this does happen quite a lot, if you've got quite a significant launch planned, obviously it's not ideal for your launch as such. And so just be mindful that a trailer can help you get around that. Apple Podcasts take anywhere from 1 to 5 business days to approve your show. At the time of recording this, it's quite quick at the moment. It's around 1 day, not even, but you know, give it a couple of months ago, it was about 5 days. So it can be anywhere in between. And so my suggestion is that you get it up to Apple about a week before your actual official launch date. And if you have a trailer, you can get around having those first few episodes sitting there live for, let's say, 6 days if they do approve it really quickly. So the goal of your launch is to launch with a bang, really, because the various directories, particularly Apple Podcasts, will recognize the activity around your show. This then gives you the opportunity to appear in the charts. And I would say the new and noteworthy section, but that's all a little sketchy and it has been for the last couple of years. And there is a pitch process to Apple to actually get into that section. So we talk more about the charts and for the various categories that you've put your show in. And it's a great opportunity for you to find new people. So new eyeballs on your cover art, new ears for your show, if you can appear in the chart. So we often do talk about the fact that the charts are a bit of a vanity metric, but it does help with discoverability if you can get yourself up there. And it's also great for your marketing. It gives you more stuff to promote in your launch. You know, you can tell people that you've launched in the charts and you're appearing in the charts and you can keep on that momentum. Now, when we're talking about Apple Podcasts, they are looking at the activity within a 7-day period. And the main activity that they're looking for is people to subscribe and also listen to your show. So whilst asking people to leave a rating and review is helpful, it doesn't actually affect the charts as such, but it's good for social proof. So essentially what you want to do is be asking everybody in your audience, everyone that's your business clients, everyone that's your friends, your family, everyone that you know, to go into Apple Podcasts or their various directories, but particularly Apple Podcasts, and subscribe and listen to your first one, two, or three episodes, or if you're dropping a season all at once. That spike will actually send you up in the charts. Now, if you try and get everyone to do it on a particular day, on one particular day, that will really spike you up further than, say, if they do it over a week period. So it is a 7-day activity period, but if you can try and get them to do it within a 1 and 2 day period of each other, so you get all of that activity, then that should get you up into the charts. Whereas I say, you can get a little bit more discoverability. Don't be disheartened if you find that you do go up in the charts and then you drop out again because the activity has dropped off after that first 7 days. My suggestion there too is if, for example, most of my clients are launching with 3 shows, be strategic about the 4th show that you drop. So really think about what your audience would like to hear, because you want the activity around that week later as well. So essentially it will keep you up in the charts for the next week as well. And quite often what we see is it will go up in the charts and then it'll dip a little bit and then hopefully you'll come up and appear again and it looks a little bit like waves. So here are a couple of tips on activities that you can do around marketing the launch of your show so that you can really generate that activity. And this is where you'll also find some activities that you can go and use also in the ongoing marketing of your shows. Firstly, send an announcement to your email list. Let everyone on your email list know that you're launching a podcast because they've given you their email address and so they're already invested in you, so they're likely to go and listen to it. Shout it from the rooftops on all your social media channels. And when you're doing posts in your social media channels, another really good idea is to do audiograms. Now, the audiogram is generally an image that sits with an audio file and you see the wave file going over the top of it. So you've probably seen those in your social channels before. You can do them for squares, you can do rectangles, you can do them for Instagram story sizes, and they are really effective. So you could create a show trailer audiogram and use that in your promotions. And you could also create an audiogram for each of your launch episodes to start promoting those. If you're looking to create audiograms, there are 2 programs that I recommend. They're both web-based. So one is called Headliner App and the other is called Wave. So if you jump over to those websites and sign up, you'll be able to find some fairly straightforward instructional videos on how to create audiograms, but they are a fantastic tool for promoting your podcast. Instagram, Facebook stories, and at the time of recording, LinkedIn have just started using stories as well. So use those story features because quite often a lot of activity is generated or a lot of people are watching the stories now and not necessarily scrolling through the feed, particularly in Instagram. Use social media videos and lives. You can do a video or a live in Facebook. You can in LinkedIn. You can do IGTV in Instagram. Use those video features to let people know that you've launched. Tell them a little bit about the show. Post in Facebook groups that are relevant to your target market. And you don't need to go in and necessarily just do a straight promotion of your show launching. You could tell a little bit of a backstory and tell people why you've launched your show or the process of launching your show. In my Facebook group, for example, I encourage people to do a post sharing their launch because there are about 1,300 people in that group. And it, as I mentioned before, it is actually really supportive and engaging and people will look at the posts and see if they're interested. They'll go and listen as well. Reach out to people in your networks with similar target markets and ask them to share your launch. So if you know people that have those similar target markets, they're likely to share your launch news. So reach out and ask them. Quite often they will say yes and be happy to do that. Reshare posts where people have given you a shout out, so particularly in Instagram stories. Also, take that opportunity to message them and ask them if they would subscribe. Share any traction that you get on the various directories. So if you do make it into the Apple Podcast charts, take a screenshot of it and share that in your stories and in your marketing in all of the social media platforms so that you can generate a little bit more marketing activity. and ask everyone you know. So not just your audience, not just your clients, ask your family, your friends, everyone you know to have a listen and to subscribe so that that will give you that activity. I should say here too, quite often you might need to actually show people how to subscribe. One thing I noticed when I launched my show, particularly when it came to the family and friends side of things, they didn't know how to actually go in and subscribe and find the episodes. So obviously my target market from my business point of view is podcasters, and a lot of them knew how to do it, but I hadn't really thought about the fact that friends who didn't really know much about podcasts or don't listen to podcasts a lot weren't quite sure how to do it. So maybe when you're sending the announcement out to your email group, or maybe when you're posting those social media posts, you can have an instruction, a little instruction video or a post, or even just some steps listed out to show them how to do that. Another couple of great activities that generate some really good traction is having a competition. So you might have a competition around your launch, people sharing the show, have some prizes. You might have a launch party, is something that I've seen quite a few people in my group organizing a launch party so that, well, during COVID has been a little bit different. You might need to take that online, but some people will organize an in-person launch party and where you can get together and you can obviously celebrate the launch of your show, but you can be showing people and asking them to subscribe while they're there. So you're really generating the activity while they're actually there at the party with you or at the online event with you. So hopefully that's given you an idea about how you can tease the launch of your marketing, but also on the day of launch, how you market it. And then obviously it's really important to keep marketing each and every episode, because a lot of people do their show, they record their show, they put all the hard work into actually getting the show ready and published. But it's just as important, if not more important, to promote each and every episode every time you put one out. Don't just expect to drop one and not do any marketing around it, because the way your show is going to grow is if you keep marketing it using some of these techniques. If you've got any other really great techniques and really successful launch tips, then please reach out and let me know. And I'll be sure to add them on to the end of the show notes, because there are just so many people have got some great creative ideas and I would love to share them with you. So even if the recording is already done, if I receive some good messages about some other tips, I will add them to the show notes. You can find the show notes for this episode and all the episodes on my website at podcastva.com and by clicking on podcast in the navigation bar. I have been receiving some great reviews in Apple Podcasts, and every now and then, as you know, I like to give a shout out to some of those who are commenting on it and to say thank you. As you know as well, sometimes the names are a little confusing. So if it is from you, then reach out and let me know, because I would love to say thank you to you. This one is from Lovely M. Thanks so much. As I've just launched a podcast, this podcast helped so much in the weeks leading up to the launch. Great tips and bite-sized chunks, which helps a lot. Thank you so much for that review, Lovely M. And all the best with your podcast as well. Hopefully you are in the Facebook group and you have shared that show with us all. I will be back with another interview next week, and I look forward to chatting to you then. Until then, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.